Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today, we're joined over the phone by Cleveland Mayor Preston Wilson. Mayor Wilson, thank you again for taking the time to come talk about Cleveland Days with us.
Yeah, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
So, Cleveland Days coming up Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So, just a lot of fun-filled events. And, yeah, just where would you like to start with this?
Yeah, so this year, Thursday, we're going to start off with our Cleveland Days down at Oldville. That's on the end of town where we're going to do free hot dog dinner. Make sure you bring your lawn chairs down. We're going to have the Root Pin Band down there playing old classical music. So you can go down there and enjoy a free dinner, hot dog dinner, look at all the old historical buildings we have down there, and enjoy the music with your friends and family.
And you can't mention enough, it's a free hot dog dinner, and that's something that definitely is going to attract a lot of people's attention. That and also music by Root 10, one of the most prolific groups, performing groups in Emory County. So just always a crowd pleaser when they show up. And then at the same time as this is going on, down at Main Street, you guys are having a 3-on-3 sand volleyball tournament.
Yes, that will be around 6 o'clock to dusk. We're going to do a 3-on-3 volleyball tournament at the park on Main Street. If you want to pre-register, you can get hold of Bridie Sharp at 435-749-0227. Every year we have a lot of kids come down, and the tournament's really good.
Yeah, and then closing out day one of Cleveland Days, you have a movie at the park on Main Street starting at 9 p.m.
Yep, so we'll have a movie at the park on the lawn, so make sure you bring your blankets and your chairs, bring the whole family down. Our youth council will be providing the concession stands with popcorn and snacks and drinks. And then this year we're going to have Monsters, Inc. for the movie.
You can't go wrong with Monsters, Inc. That's just an absolute classic Disney movie. And then moving on to Friday, sand volleyball tournament, bike races down starting at 5 o'clock on Main Street and Grover Lane.
Yeah, so this year, Friday, we're going to go off with continue this sand volleyball tournament at 5, and then we're going to do the bike tournament. This year, we're going to change up the route a little bit. We're going to go a different route through town. For the kids, I can have a lot of fun. We usually get most of the town out with their kids and be able to go through town, so that'd be fun. And there's prizes at the end.
And that's just always an exciting thing, getting the kids out and involved in the summer, when, especially as it kind of starts winding down, there's a little bit of that boredom starts setting in, because you're kind of in that no man's land between school starting and the real excitement of summer starting. And so Cleveland Days just really does a good job of attracting all those people. It's one of my favorite events within the county. And then after the bike races and the volleyball tournament, starting at 6 o'clock, you have a potluck lamb fry.
Yeah, this is our traditional lamb fry that we do every year. It's a really big hit. We get people from all over Carbon, Emory County that come out to it. You can bring a potluck, and it'll take some money off of your ticket. You can buy tickets at the when you get there, and it's a really good event. Actually, we just got word that we're going to have another band from the college that will be playing there during the lamb fry as well. So,
and that's always exciting, getting some of that local-based entertainment out there. And then, and kind of bookending that day, starting at 7 p.m., there's a 3-on-3 basketball tournament, so more competition.
Yeah, a lot more competition this year. We got both basketball courts on Main Street that we're going to do it on. And so if you want to call down at the town to register, or you can register when you get there. I think it'll be good for the kids or even adults to come out and play a little 3-on-3 basketball.
Yeah, always good getting out there and getting active. And then moving on to Saturday, kind of the big ticket day for a lot of these city celebrations, and you guys are getting started early, starting at 7:30 in the morning with a traditional breakfast in the park.
Yeah, our traditional breakfast, we're going to do eggs, bacon, hash browns, and our pancake breakfast. That we have usually have the fire department help with that, and so it would be super good if everyone's come down first thing in the morning, get some breakfast, and get ready for our parade.
And then right before the parade, starting at 9, you guys will have a flag-raising ceremony and program.
Yeah, so we do the flag-raising ceremony, and then we have the Glee Club do a little musical. Super good for everyone to come out and listen to that before the parade starts.
Yeah, the Glee Club, always a crowd-pleaser. Just a bunch of good men singing good songs. So something you're not going to want to miss is that flag-raising ceremony. And then one of the highlights of any city celebration, you guys have the parades. You have a kids' parade at 10 and then a grand parade at 10:30.
Yep, so we're going to start off with a kids' parade. We usually have them line up before everyone and have them kind of lead the way down through town. And then about 5-10 minutes later, we start off with our normal parade. And I think it'll be good this year. We have a lot of people signed up for it, so I think it's going to be a good one this year.
And then at noon, just a plethora of activities going on. You're going to have Kids Day at the park. You're going to have food vendors, a horseshoe tourney, and a ping pong ball drop. So just a loaded slate in that afternoon.
Yeah, so what we did this year, we kind of changed it up a little bit. We usually have Kids Day on Friday day, but we decided to move it to Saturday so we kind of can combine everything together. So yeah, we're going to have the Kids Day. We're going to have the bouncy houses there. Whole bunch of kids games, and then we're going to do the ping pong drop. We usually have a plane from our local area fly over, drop a whole bunch of ping pong balls. If they're colored, come on down to the ball field, and you can claim your prize. We're going to hand out ice cream sandwiches this year, so that'll be a lot of fun.
And I can't think of a better prize, especially in this heat, than ice cream sandwiches. So if you're lucky, you can go get a free one. And then starting at 7 and running until almost midnight, you guys are having music and dancing in the schoolyard.
Yes, and so right down the next block down, we're going to have all of our music and dancing and food vendors. This year we've done really well about getting a lot of food vendors. We got Ruben's Barbecue. Get Your Smoke On, the Purple Shake, the Fish and Chips, Angel's Landing, and we're going to have Smallies and Yum. Actually, we have Waffle Love coming this year, too.
Now, all of those, just incredible places to go get dinner, and then kind of rounding everything out, you're going to have fireworks that night, the perfect ending to what is set up to be an excellent celebration.
Yeah, for sure. Our fireworks, I think it gets really fun because just how close you can get to them. I think that's what makes our fireworks probably the best in the county, is how close and personal you can get up to the fireworks. We have a great fireworks show this year. We got a lot of sponsors, so we were able to pick up a couple different fireworks, and I think it's going to turn out really good.
Now, let's talk about those sponsors, because any event like this takes a lot of planning and a lot of help from people all over the community. So are there any sponsors you want to thank?
Yeah, so there's a ton of sponsors out there. A lot of our sponsors help us with the fireworks, and that is a great help to the town. A lot of our sponsors, we got Huntington Park City, Mr. Automotive, TSJ Construction, Rocky Mountain Power. We got Guyman's Machining, Conductive Composite, Electrical Contractors, Hanson Construction, Emory Medical, Emory Telecom, Pinnacle Nursing, a lot of local businesses that really have helped pitch in for the community to make this happen.
Now, Mayor Wilson, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
I just hope everyone comes out this weekend, has a great time. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and we'll hope to see everyone there.
Well, thank you again, Mayor Wilson, for taking the time out of your schedule. Again, that was Cleveland City Mayor Preston Wilson talking about the upcoming Cleveland Days celebration Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, something you're not going to want to miss. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.